Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
Yes, sir, just gone on 7:24 Central African time, at the time of the morning. We go to the Indian Ocean and look at a very fit and mashallah focused Adam Kamda. He's a township hyper. He's a fishing department. Hey, it was so busy. Father, uncle, cousins, and grandfathers and cousins from Joburg and from Cape Town were all there at Township Hyper. Why? They came to Adam. They said, Adam, how's the sardines? He said, hey, I'm not selling sardines here. You can go to the oceans and catch it because there is something out telling, or there's a warning out, E. coli. Some sardines may have E. coli, but I need to have a clearance certificate. Adam Kamda, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And tell me, how are you doing this fine morning and what's your location like?
Yes, your father, we had a really busy morning already. I was up bright and early, did a cycle along the beachfront, witnessed the start of the East Coast big walk. Did a live interview in Namzunkulu Marina already. Back at my flat, overlooking the ocean and scouring the ocean for some sardine action, Shabbat.
Hey, absolutely brilliant. You're the man on the move. And, you know, I had all this inside information from yesterday. There'll be this East Coast big walk and there'll be this happening, that. And mashallah, true to form, you are there, you know, in the action, in the motion. And, you know, people have been talking the whole week. Toti, MSM Toti, Sardine Run, Winkies or Winkle Space, and they call it Winkies. I don't know what they call it. And all these people. And then you got Peru and Bala. They're catching the Bala sharks. That's a tiny one in the tank. But they're catching the real sharks and, you know, posing with them and releasing them in the ocean. Talking about the frenzy of the sardine catchers and the netters, Adam.
Yes, Shafa, there's lots of excitement with the sardine run. There was a break for a couple of days with big swells and strong currents. The netters couldn't net. But yesterday, there was lots of action at Winkelspruit and Toti Main Beach. I spoke to Ghulam this morning and he gave me the full rundown. They managed to net quite a few crates of sardines. And his team and the other team operating on the beach both ended up with one or two sharks in the net as well. That's quite a dangerous situation. The net is actually weighed into the nets and they pull the sharks out by hand and they release them back into the ocean. So for the bystanders, it's very important for them to be aware of what's going on. You don't want to be wading in waist-deep water trying to pick up the sardines that are overflowing from the nets and have an incident with one of these sharks. So that is quite a serious hazard. Another hazard I'd like to point out, Shafaat, is that, you know, these netters always enjoy the public coming down and assisting to pull the sardine net in. But very often they are using thick ropes and they're pulling these ropes with 4x4s. So you really need to be aware of this. The driver in the vehicle cannot see all the people on the beach behind him. So, you know, you have to really be cautious that you don't get caught up in these ropes, or these ropes can actually swipe you and hurt your ankles, your calves, and can cause some injury. I watched some videos of the nettings yesterday and didn't see any injuries to the public, but it is something to be aware of, and you know, you need to take care of yourself on the beach.
Absolutely. As you said, you know, you look through, you have many years that you've been, you know, with the sardine run and seen that. I mean, the last few years, have we been lucky? You know, would you say that, you know, the tourism is in benefiting with the sardine run? The enthusiasm is the same. And, you know, all the different negative stories that we get. But when it comes to sardine frenzy, the negativity is forgotten and people just focus on the ocean. What's your thoughts, Adam?
Yes, Shafad, it's sardine fever. It's a sardine frenzy. So everyone rushes down to the beach. And I was really, really annoyed by some comments made by high authorities putting doubt on the sardine run. My view is if you have solid evidence, then publish it and say it's unsafe, or publish it and say it's safe. Don't cast doubt on a frenzy that's benefiting the nation. Tourism has had such a rough time coming through COVID, etc. They need every effort. And a lot of times people putting out these statements don't join the dots and don't realize how much of damage it can do. From my experience, Shafaat, I've spoken to lots of fishermen, beach users like surfers. They're surfing every day. Everything seems to be fine. the netters themselves, lots of people who have bought sardines and consumed them, everything's fine. I'm happy to buy sardines. I've had sardines for the season already. Really love it. And if you think about it, you are frying these in hot oil. So E. coli aside, I mean, if there's any other bacteria in the ocean, it just gets, sanitized. So it's not always pleasant to think of food in that light. But I think people making statements should really be more, thoughtful of what they actually put out your path.
You know, Adam, you made a very valid point indeed, because, the traditional way of making the sardine is to fry it in deep, deep oil, and, and goes like a little crispy, and some may use the term, I don't know if you'll use the term, kurum, kurum, hey, you can feel the child, the thorns and everything, and that's how it should be, but then the masala you get into it, so you really enjoy that, and some people had the habit of having it with white bread, and some even had it with roti, Adam, and I remember one day, a good friend of mine, and it was Salim Amir. He was with the ship handling company. And one morning he said, Shafat, I'm inviting you to have a breakfast with me. So I said, hey, but it's early. He said, no, please come and have breakfast with me. So when I got in there and he made the sardines, he baked them and he gave it to me with butter toast. And it was one of the most divine tastes I ever had. And I can still recall that. And Salim Amir, if you're listening to that, I can still savor the moment. Your thoughts on that, Adam?
Yes, Shafaj. Cooking the sardines in hot oil will kill anything that's, that's attached to it. The amount of masala that we use will kill the rest, Shafaj. So, but, it's not really nice to be talking about food in the light of things like E. coli. My personal feeling is, there's no risk. It's not infected with E. coli. These fish are coming from the pristine ice-cold waters of the Cape Town. They are free swimming. They are amongst the healthiest things that you can eat. But this is just my personal opinion. But I firmly believe in it, and I'm really enjoying every sardine. And besides eating the sardine, Shafar, a lot of the anglers are out going out and collecting, buying sardines. I think yesterday in Chatswood area, they were selling for as cheap as 10 and a dozen. So a lot of them buy them and pack them into their freezers. Obviously, to the dismay of their wives, they don't want the freezer space to be taken up. But being Father's Day today, I think they will turn a blind eye to that and let their husbands fill their freezers to their heart's content.
Yeah, the Indian thing, they say, hey, don't bring sardines, who's going to clean it? And Adam, it's such a simple thing to clean. You just hit the head off and the tail and you cut it down the middle and everything cleaned out, Adam.
There's various ways of cleaning it apart, and I think those who make a fuss to say that it's too much to clean, I think because they're handling each little fish, they think, oh, this is such a chore, and they probably take too long slitting the belly and then scrubbing all the black stuff from inside, and they really over analyze it apart. The fastest way is rinse them off, chop the head off. Slice the belly off, at an angle so most of the bones comes off from the belly section as well as all the guts, and then just rinse it and you're done. And you can do it it'll probably take 10 seconds per sardine, Shafat. So within a minute or two, you can go to about 2 dozen of sardines. And even preparing it, there's so many different ways of preparing it. I think at the end of the show, I'll share one recipe with you for sardine chapati.
No, absolutely. And some people will be difficult. They look for any excuse to get difficult. I'm looking at a question on the screen. It says, Assalamu alaikum, Brother Shafaz Khan and Adam Kamda. You two guys are bringing the ocean alive. I can feel the frenzy and I can feel everything right here in my posy. I want to know, Adam, my family loves mussels. Can we consume the mussels from the south coast? Adam, people are, they're looking at you as also the food technologist this morning.
Yes, Shafar, mussels are collected from the rocks along the south coast and they are happily consumed. Make sure that they are fresh. It's preferable to collect it yourself so you know that you've taken it straight from the ocean. And I think the mussels must be closed. It must be in a closed condition before you prepare it so you know that they are alive. The ones that have opened up and have passed away, I think discard them or save them for bait when you're going fishing, Shafar.
Absolutely, and alhamdulillah, muscles and all these things. You know, Adam, I'm looking at another question here. It says, assalamu alaikum. Adam Kamda, all my buddies are fishing enthusiasts. I'm the odd one out because I'm not into fishing. But I heard them the other day talking about yellow belly. And I only know about the Delhi belly. What is a yellow belly? Adam, what's a yellow belly?
Yes, Shafa, they're talking about a yellow belly rock cod. This species is often targeted by the deep sea anglers. It's a really prized fish for the table. You sometimes catch them from the shore as well, but it's easiest to target them from a boat fishing the deep reefs of Durban, Shafa.
Okay, I got it. So it's a yellow rock cod. And,
yellow belly rock cod.
When I was a lighty, I used to look at the rock cods. You know, people used to catch them. They were not so big. They were like, you know, half a hand size or something. But sometimes, what's the biggest a rock cod can grow to, Adam?
Yes, Shafa, the rock cod is part of the grouper family. So I don't know if you remember the brindle bass that used to be resident in the Durban Harbour. Some anglers used to target brindle bass. I remember when I was probably around 4 or 5 years old, fishing the Lucky Dip area, that's the harbour entrance area. We used to see this team that used to come to the harbour, these two guys fishing with two rods attached to one trace, and they'll use a huge crab, probably about a 1 kilo crab, and they'll have a huge hook taped to the bottom of the crab, you know, with masking tape and a short piece of chain attached to it, and they'll throw it out and hope to catch a brindle bass, Shepard. And once hooked, both of them would fight. I didn't see the fight, but I was quite intrigued by their setup and you know, what they were actually targeting. But now it's been made illegal to catch brindle bass, Shafat. It's a protected species.
You know, you're talking about a protected species, and I was reading an article, overfishing pushes the reef shark towards extinction. The reef shark, do we get them here in our waters, Adam?
Yes, Shafat, the most common sharks here are the black-tip sharks and the grey sharks that cruise our waters. And let me tell you, we are nowhere near shark extinction in KZ, and our shark population is abundant. Ask any boat fisherman who's fishing around the number one area. Nearly every fish gets taxed. Taxed means you've got a big edible fish, and the shark, the tax man, comes and takes his share, usually taking a half of the fish or even more than half of the fish, Shafat.
You know, I really like the way you described that, the tax man. Hey, half, sometimes he takes the whole thing, and he leaves you with the head. And you know what, Adam, when I was growing up, I had a friend. They should call him Sharky Boya. I don't know why, but they should call him Sharky Boya. Maybe he had some traits like the shark, I don't know. But, you know, Adam, you were telling us earlier on that you're going to give us a sardine recipe this morning. And perhaps, what is the recipe like?
Yes, Shafat, sardines can be made in so many different ways. The traditional way is we use the normal curry spices and really marinate the sardine, but I think that detracts from the pure flavor of the sardine. So this recipe basically brings out the true taste of sardines with a little bit of spice added in. So you start off, you clean your sardines, you don't need to dry them off completely, but set them aside. In a bowl, you add half a cup of flour and half a cup of breadcrumbs. To this, you add 1 teaspoon of salt, half a teaspoon of chili powder, and half a teaspoon of white pepper. Mix this all through. Then you coat the sardines with this flour mix and set it aside, let it stand for about 15 minutes. Then in a deep saucepan, you add about a half a liter of sunflower oil, add 2 sliced garlic cloves, and fry this on low heat so that the garlic flavor infuses into the oil. So after about 4 minutes, you remove the golden brown garlic cloves. This you can even use on toast, you know, spread on toast to have with your sardines later. Then you increase the heat of the oil, and you add your sardines one by one. Make sure not to overcrowd them and don't put them one on top of the other. Give them enough space. You'd fry them for about 2 minutes without touching it. And then once they start to crisp up, you turn it once and fry for about another 4 minutes until it's golden brown. And this, Shafat, you'd find, you know, you can get the pure taste of the sardines coming out.
Hey, Adam, it's so simple and so, you know, lucky to do. If I get my first dozen of sardines, I don't know when they're coming my way, but I'm going to try this recipe. I'm definitely going to try your recipe, and I'm going to really enjoy myself. You know, tell me, Adam, the traditional way of eating sardines, do you eat a dozen at a time, or do you eat maybe a half a dozen? Tell us the truth, Adam.
Yes, Shafad, it's, you know, when you have something really tasty in front of you, it's easy to go overboard. But our family is quite moderate, Shafad. We'll have like maybe 2 to 4 per person. So you usually have a main dish like dal and rice, and then we'd have like 2 or 4 sardines as a side, you know, to have with our dal and rice. And we like it nicely crispy fried, Shafad. So even if some of those, you can choose some of the fine bones. Obviously, we leave out the center bone, but the fine bones don't trouble us too much because it's nice and crispy fried.
Well, you're talking about the traditional yellow dal, and do you have the basmati rice with it, Adam?
Yes, Shafad, we love the long grain rice. And another tip, Shafad, is if you like your sardines really crispy, you can fry them once, let them stand, and then fry them again in hot oil, and that makes sure that the inside stays soft and the outside comes beautifully crispy, Shabbat.
I'm going to tell you, really added a life to this segment this morning. Our apologies for the gremlins earlier on, but you really brought it alive. And now perhaps your parting words this morning.
Yes, Shabbat, very grateful that we had a stable line through the rest of the show. And I'd just like to encourage everyone, if you want to know where the sardines are, look for the sardine.co.za. My friend Sean spends a lot of effort updating it daily, sometimes hourly. So my bets are that they'll still be around Foster Road area today, or even Sipingo Beach, and later maybe perhaps even in the Ushata Beach area. Thanks for a lovely show, Shafad. Happy Father's Day to you and all the listeners, and salams to you and the listeners.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.